Good morning. So for the service, I would like to share some announcements with you. The UU orientation class, which is Sunday, September 28th from noon till 12:30. Are you interested in learning more about the Unitarian Universalist and Lake Country Universalist Church? Would you like to know more about LCUUC's history, governance, and programming, and how to get involved in the value of being a member? New members, friends, and those thinking about joining your church are invited to this UU orientation class. It's a great way to learn about our church and to connect with others. Reverend Amy Shaw and LCUUC members will lead a session which will include getting to know each other, sharing our ongoing spiritual journeys, and a brief history of Unitarian Universalism. Lunch and refreshments will be served. Childcare is available if requested in advance, and you will find a sign-up sheet on the long table in the foyer, so sign up today. Also today in our service, there will be percussion noisemakers being passed out in the beginning. So please take one, and we're going to make some noise during the service. And really quickly, I'd like to invite Jerry up for a special presentation.
This is a momentous occasion. Our minister Amy has now been with us for over a year. She's put in over a year's residence here north of the Cheddar Curtain. So I think it's time that we make her an official.
Keep it on for the rest of the service.
Thank you.
May the light of our chalice reflect the glow in our hearts.
Please rise, your body and spirit,
and join in singing our first song, Rock of My Soul. This is a Peter Yarrow arrangement and has been done by multiple folk artists over the years. The words will be on the big screen, and we're going to have some help from our music staff, so we welcome Michelle and Nancy.
And actually, you can remain seated just for a moment or two. I want to explain this to make sure you understand how we're doing this. We need all three parts at the same time. Yes, please. So this is an old traditional song. Hopefully lots of you remember from your childhood, unless you are a child right now, and then you're going to learn it. In a moment, you'll see that there is a set of lyrics for the A section, and all three of us will remind you when it's your turn to sing the A section by making that really clear up here. And then we'll switch to the B section lyrics, and all of us in the whole room will sing those. And then we will switch to the C section lyrics, and all of us in the room will sing those. Then comes the grand finale, when this group does the A section at the same time that this group does the B section, while Doug's group does the C section. So make sure you watch your flag for them. And we'll do everything twice through, and then we're done. And I think as you are moved to raise your little shakers, make their noise, go ahead and do that too. All right. The only other thing I wanted you to know about, in the A section and the B section, you see those empty parentheses? That's a rest in the music where you're actually not singing there. So you'll be singing, Rock My Soul in the Bosom of Abraham, oh, rock my soul. There's that little pause. Feel free to put your shakers in there, or clap, or just pause. All right, let's try it.
We strive to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything that we do.
My name is Kelly Cole, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever you are on life's journey, and whatever your background may be, will find a lasting home here. Please do join us for refreshments and conversation in our social hall after the service. And while you're there, please stop by the welcome table to find out more about LCUUC. Today's ordinance service includes announcements of upcoming church activities, and we look forward to all of our visitors, friends, and members to join in. Please take a moment at this point to silence all of your electronic noisemakers. And again, we welcome you here this morning. We're pleased that you've chosen to celebrate with us.
Well, according to Jewish law, This is the day when the very first people were created. Either naturally or by God, whatever you believe, this is the day it happened. So this is Adam and Eve's birthday. This is the day God said, let there be people. And that's why we celebrate it. And so we say on this day that the new year started, and all the good and bad things we did in the past year are done. Kind of like when you finish the school year, and it's all over, but you don't have your grades yet. Today we celebrate, and we make noise, and we dance, and we sing, because we're glad we're starting over, and we're glad we get a chance to think about how our year went, and did we do good stuff when we had a chance. One of the things we say to people on Rosh Hashanah is Lashana Tova. Can you guys say that? Lashana Tova. And the actual translation is, may you be signed and sealed for a good year. But what it really means is, I hope you get a good grade on how you did this past year. I hope you did a good job. And another thing we do is we can dance and we can sing. So today we are going to learn a really simple song and the dance that goes with it, courtesy of our lovely Michelle. And I'm going to ask the adults to help on this, because you guys are going to learn it first, and then you're going to help me teach the adults. So the song is called Hava Megillah, which most of you may have heard. Got the words up there. We are doing a simpler version of it today, only the first few verses, because I just wasn't going to do that to you all. So let's go through the pronunciation one time. Hava Megillah. Can you guys say that? Hava Megillah. Hava Megillah.
Hava Megillah.
Hava Megillah.
Hava Megillah.
Ve Nismecha.
Ve Nismecha.
Oh, wow, you guys are good. You got this. All right, so we're going to figure out how to sing this song. And to do that, I need the adults to help me keep time. That sounds ominous, doesn't it? So for any of you who've ever heard Hava Megillah, how many of you have ever heard it? I love you guys. All right, so using your noisemakers and your feet, let's start a beat for that. Can you give me a basic...
Normally we're going to do this in a circle, but first I want to show you while we're still kind of in lines. So we're all going to take our left foot and we're going to go this way first. So everybody try to go with me. We're going to step to the left. Then we're just going to take our other foot and cross behind it. Then step to the left again. Then we're going to add one little kick. Step back down. And use the other foot for a little kick. And then the whole thing starts over. So let's try it again. We're going to step, then go behind, then step normal, then do your first kick, step back, and do your second kick. I'm going to move back over. Let's try it one last time before we put it in a circle. Ready? Here we go. Step, then the other foot goes behind, then we step normal, we do our first kick, we're back down, and the second kick. Okay, so now, my older students, could you please intersperse in between the young students? We want to make the best circle we can in our cramped space up here. So can everyone come and join me in the circle now, all the students? Yep, don't be shy.
You're ready. We're getting ready to do the
Sure, there's a few spots we can fill in there. Yes, please, go over there. Yes, this is great. Now, kids, watch me. Do you see which way I'm walking around the circle? That's the way you're going to step first. Okay, so get ready with that foot to step this direction first. Ready? Set, and here we go. We step this way, and then we cross behind. We keep stepping over that way some more, and then we do our first kick, and we put it back down, and then we do our second kick, and then the whole thing starts over. So we step again that way, and we cross behind. We step normal. We do our first kick. We put our foot back down, do our second kick, and we keep on going around the circle. Step behind, step, kick once, go down, kick twice, keep going. Step behind, step, kick once, put it down, kick twice, keep going. Step behind, step, kick once, put it down, kick twice, keep going. Step behind, step, kick once, put it down, kick twice, keep going. Step behind, step, kick once, put it down, kick twice, keep going. Step behind, step,
May the light and love of our chalice lead you today and every day. Please help us today in singing the children to their classrooms. The new song is called For You Shall Go Out. Words and the music are up on the screen and in your order of service. And I hear that the choir's got pretty good at this one, so I'm going to let Michelle take it away. And if you children will follow our lantern bearer to your classrooms once they start this. Service and during the prelude music, if you are so compelled. If you have a joy or concern that you don't want to speak aloud, but you feel you need to do something, that you want to commemorate it, that you want to light a candle of thoughtfulness, or anything that you don't want to speak aloud, you are welcome to come up before the service and light any of the small candles over there as a private gesture of joy or concern. We will continue, however, to do joys and concerns of the service, just as we always have. So during the service, we share in two ways. We speak them aloud, and we light candles. Would anyone who has a joy or concern to share, please raise your hand. The ushers will bring you a microphone. I would like to have Kelly light the first candle today for all of the new ministers in UU Fellowship who saw our credentialing board over the last 2 days and have entered into fellowship now. We have at least 5 new ministers as of the last 2 days. That is a candle of joy.
We're guests, my wife and I, Sarah and Bud Hudson, and delighted to be back here again. Our concern is for the world and everything that's happening in it. And I hope that we all take moments to pray for a better world. My joy is that people recognize this, and they're going to be celebrating worldwide today the United Nations International Day of Peace. And we are going to be doing that up in West Bend as members of Peace Seekers of Washington County. And you all are invited. It's going to be at Regular Park, 4 hours after the Green Bay Packers started their football. So we're assuming it's going to be over by then. Join us at Regular Park. We're going to have a host of folks, 10 to 15, speaking no more than 5 minutes. And one of them will be a representative from the Sikh temple. Those folks remain a model, I think, to all of us. They're loving and forgiveness. And, oh, it will be by the peaceful, by the way, in the regular fire.
This is Jerry. I'd like to share a great concern. That is about the solar electric system that many of us work so hard to get put in at this church being threatened by some new rate increases and proposals by our electric company. If you want, these rate increases go through, that will make our system uneconomical to operate. And if you want to find out what you can do about it, there is a on the table on the east wall of the social hall, there's a little brochure in there in the sign-up sheet as to what you might do about this.
This is Megan, a candle of joy to celebrate the marriage of Melanie Nader and Chris Hunt that happened yesterday.
Yay!
Hi, my name is Kevin. Sorrow for my father who passed this past week. Although he's gone, I mean, we had a great celebration. Red Wings for his leg. So, thank you.
Hi, this is Carrie. I was trying really hard to join the choir this year, and the 3 times or 4 times that the practices have happened, I just was not available, but I want to say how joyous it is to hear the songs this morning and the variety that Michelle's bringing. It's just really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Chris, do you
mean? This is Chris. A candle of joy for my friend Jason. Many of you know that I was conducting a fundraiser over the last few weeks for a quad bike for Jason. He's a young man friend of mine who's a quadriplegic, and I'm happy to say, his birthday's next week, as a matter of fact, and I'm happy to say that many of you contributed, and thank you so much. We've raised $7,400. So thank you so much.
And Tracy, I have two candles I would like lit this morning. The first is for my sister-in-law, who's struggling with recurrent breast cancer, and just got news that it's metastasized to her liver as well. So things are not looking good for her. But the second candle is one of joy, because I heard this morning that Katrina, my oldest daughter, is on her way to Washington, D.C. to be part of the climate march there. And I just wanted to put out a thanks, I guess, for this community. Although she wasn't real involved with this church, I think what we do for our children is just really helpful, and it's wonderful to see them going out and doing things in the world that are good.
Terry, if you could please hold baby Crew in your heart. A friend of mine's baby infant is seizuring and brain damage, and we're just hoping for the best. And joy that Sarah's here. I met her at yoga yesterday and reminded me of the International Day of Peace and said she might come. Thank you, Sarah and Bud.
And we light the last candle today for all of those joys and all of those sorrows which we hold deeply but have not named aloud.
Our first reading, Hashiveni, return us. Return us to ourselves. Return us to each other. Return us to the earth. Return us to our Lord, the land beneath our feet. Return us to this moment. Return us to our knowing, remembering that we know. Return us to our rhythms. Return us to our drums. Return us to sleep in the middle of the night. Return us to our deepest desires, our shared love, our clear visions. Return us to our bodies, to our breath, to breathing easily. Return us to knowing how beautiful we are. Return us to ourselves. Return us to each other. Return us to our good questions, our bare feet, our brilliant minds, our singing voices. Return us to falling in love with ourselves and each other. Return us to our shrines and to our shrine keeping. Return us to our places of peacemaking. Return us to trusting each other and ourselves. Return us, turn us, and we will dance and be held and behold that we are whole and be in harmony with you. Return us, keep turning us, for everything is within us, for Torah will keep coming out of us, for sweetness is within us and longs to return to you. Here ends the first reading.
Please join me in just a moment of silent meditation or the spirit of prayer.
Kornatinach Toka by Trisha Arlen, which is translated from the original Hebrew. Place yourself in front of fear. You will be judged. You will die. Place yourself in the center of the universe. You earned that spot simply by existing. Place yourself under obligation to God, however you understand or don't understand God. Place yourself on the path of holiness and hate and joy and truth. Blessed be blessed by the place where we find ourselves. Remember. Remember what you did wrong. Remember what you did right. Remember those who came before you. Remember that you are responsible for those who come after you. Remember your history. Remember Torah. Bless and be blessed by God the Father, remembering us. Declare yourself. Be the truly evil, because the truly evil are already condemned, the truly good are already blessed. And then there's the rest of us. It is said that on Rosh Hashanah, God decides your fate, life or death. And the 10 days until Yom Kippur are your opportunity to change God's mind. So don't blow it. This is a powerful day and a fantastic opportunity. Declare yourself for holiness and joy and truth. Bless and be blessed by God the Mother, listening. Now we declare. And as a congregation, we proclaim, let the holiness rise up. On Rosh Hashanah, it is written, and on Yom Kippur, it is sealed. And let us declare together, we understand nothing. All that is physical ends. We die, but not today. Except sometimes today. We fret about the past and worry about the future, and we forget to live with where we are now. And then we die. We understand nothing, but these things restore us to our place when we return to our true selves, when we stop time in holy conversation, when we transcend self. And that's when God decrees. Bless and be blessed by breathing mindfulness. The day is holy. Listen to the shofar as it announces, awesome and sacred is this sweet day. The world is filled with divine. We are surrounded. Hear us. Know us. Love us. Enjoy us. Remember us. Rouse us. Forgive us. Inspire us. Bless and be blessed by Elohim, the Creator, the Created, Creating. We place ourselves in front of fear, on the path of holiness and joy and truth. Amen. Here ends the second reading.
Rosh Hashanah, as you may have noticed this far in the service, is the Jewish New Year. And it starts a period of 10 days called the High Holidays, which end in Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. So New Year, you're thinking party hats and a little bit to eat, a little bit of drink. Hey, no wonder if I have to atone. I've been partying for 10 days. I got this. Not quite. According to Jewish lore, this is the day, literally, truthfully calculated out, the day that Adam and Eve were created, that the first humans, distinguishable from other things, began to exist, and more importantly, the day that they first exercised free will in working toward humanity's role in the greater world. New Year, the day we are created and the day we start creating. It's a good place to begin a celebration, but there's more to it than that. There's a reason that the New Year and the Day of Atonement come 10 days apart. Rosh Hashanah is the day, the decree, the statement about our lives is written, and Yom Kippur is the day it's finalized. And that sounds impressive, right? Also kind of murky and terrifying and confusing, like you're being judged. When I was in fourth grade, I had a terrible year. Hated my teacher. Classroom smelled like old socks and cheese. And for the first time in my life, I stopped participating. I wouldn't do my homework, couldn't be bothered. It was just so I had something to do in class the next day because it was so miserable. And at the end of the year, I walked out, and when I woke up the next morning, it was over. Wasn't sure how I had done. I wouldn't get a report card for a week or two, but no matter how I had done, I had done. It was finished. Good or bad, no changing it, but it was done. And for the first time, I could feel that weight coming off my shoulders. Some of you may know the phrase, the other shoe dropped. New Year's Day or Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate shoe drop. They both drop, it's done, the year is finished. And you can sit back and you can take a breath. In my fourth grade year, for all the good and bad, for all that I created and destroyed and did well and did badly, in every moment, I was what I was created to be, human, in all my frailty and all my glory. And the year was done. For most of us today, our lives are busy. It's very hard to find points where you can take a deep breath and say, ah, I am finished in this moment. I am not in the midst of anything. That doesn't happen often. This is the day to do that piece. This is the day to draw a line between what has happened and what will happen, and be glad in every fiber of your being, because it's a new chapter and all possibilities have been returned to you. For anyone who's ever been to synagogue on Rosh Hashanah, there is a horrible, at first glance, prayer which is read. And the first time I heard it, I know my reaction was, oh dear God, I'm in trouble. And the prayer goes like this, and this again is a translation, but on Rosh Hashanah, the decree is written, and on Yom Kippur, it is sealed. Who will live and who will die? Who in their time and who before their time? Who by fire, who by water, who by earthquake, who by plague? Who will be torn? Who will be whole? Who will wonder? Who will have peace? Every year, people actually, you see them leave synagogue to avoid this prayer. They'll go out and get a cup of coffee, go out and take a walk. Why hate it so much? Because they've had pain in their lives at different points. Like all of us, pain and heartache and addiction and screw-ups, death and loss, and somehow this prayer gets interpreted as meaning it was sent by God, some kind of punishment or judgment or decision on God's part to righteously smite the stuffing out of you from on high. And they leave because they think that they somehow deserved this kind of sealed decree. They've been judged and found wanting. But this prayer isn't about that. It's not about not being good enough. It isn't about getting struck down or made to hurt because you deserve it. This prayer is too important to ignore. For each of the questions it asks, the answer is the same. The answer is me. I will die when it's my time, and it will be too soon. It always is too soon. Fire and water and earthquake and plagues are part of every day of our lives, especially if we have children. We get angry, we cry, we break things, we get sick. I've been burned, and I learned better. Drowned, and I learned how to swim. buried alive, and learned how to shovel and shove until I was clear again. I've been torn up and healed, gotten lost and found again. And you have too. On Rosh Hashanah, the decree is written. This prayer isn't some gloomy guesswork about, hey, guess what's going to happen to you in the next year? And if not you, guess who? It's not what it's about. It's about the truth of our existence. So let's try reading it another way. On Rosh Hashanah, the facts of my existence are recognized. And on Yom Kippur, it is sealed. I will live and I will die at the right time, and it will still be before time. I will be torn and I will achieve wholeness again. I will wander and yet I will find peace. This is the day to celebrate our amazing and beautiful and terrible vulnerability. The fact that although we end, or we can be ended, we exist. And every day we create. We don't get to decide when we're born, and we only have a little control over when we die. Whole or broken, sick or healthy, we invest and invent our own lives and the lives of others anyway. We go on. We work for the things we find valuable, often not noticing how precious we ourselves are. But on this day, a decree is written by the divine or by the fact of our own existence. It doesn't matter which. The decree or the thing that is written isn't a judgment against you. It isn't a punishment. What is written or decreed on this day is a recognition that we are human. A reminder that we are fragile and vulnerable and at the mercy of our bodies. And this is profoundly liberating because you've been sold a lie. Our culture tells us, don't worry, be happy. That happiness is somehow what's supposed to happen every single day of our life. So you are somehow broken if you're not happy. And you should hurry to get that fixed. We get told we can do it all, laugh a lot, never ask for help. We're supposed to lie. We're supposed to say we're okay no matter what. So when somebody asks, hey, how you doing? What's your answer?
Fine.
Good. Because that's normal, right? Everybody's happy every day. And when we're not happy, we get embarrassed and ashamed and afraid. We apologize for crying in public. We wonder what we did wrong. We wait for some kind of judgment. But Rosh Hashanah reminds us that that's not true. That prayer says, listen, the human condition isn't giggles. It's fragile. That's what's normal. You are normal. You're not being punished or smote. You didn't do anything. Normal is life. This is the day to hug yourself and to sing because you have been human in all your frailty for another year. Tragedy's no surprise. The beautiful, wonderful surprise is how much good happened around it. The surprise is that you are here. You are still creating. You are still being. When something bad happened this past year, it wasn't a punishment, and you are not alone. You're surrounded by a sea of other human beings as fragile and as flawed. And though you might not always feel good saying, I'm not so fine, you're in our shoes and we're in yours. Who will live? I will. Who will die? I will. Who will rejoice? I will. Who will cry? I will. All of us together. So after we feel the weight of another year drop away and we recognize that we have done good and bad and we are still here, we are still living human beings, and we say, isn't it amazing? I did it again. Another 365 days and I am still here. I'm winning. I'm still human. Go me. Well, then what do you do with it? Because you can only yell go me 4 or 5 times before you know. For me, Rosh Hashanah is also about processing that go me, that what it means to be human. Judaism says I have 3 tools at my experience to process that, because there's more to that Rosh Hashanah prayer. The final line says this: repentance, prayer, and righteousness avert the severe decree. And what that means is not if you've been judged, and so if you repent, pray, and are good, it's going to fix it. That isn't what it's about. It's about, here are ways to deal with the basic condition of humanity that I have discovered in myself over this past year. Tshuva is repentance, but this is only an approximate translation. Every one of us knows people who find almost everything to be a calamity wrapped in a catastrophe. If they drop their pencil, they know for certain it landed in a puddle of Ebola. If someone doesn't call them back for a phone call, they are sure there was an accident involving a busload of refugee nuns, 3 protected species, and a bomb. And yet other people can have terrible, terrible tragedy but on any scale, and they get up again ready to face the day with a smile. We don't get to decide the conditions of our existence, but we always, always possess the freedom to interpret those conditions and the freedom to choose our response. Tshuva is recognizing that freedom. Not saying sorry for, but saying, if I choose to sit and I chose to be miserable and I chose that, I can still rejoice that I had that freedom to choose that peace. And if I found a way to make my life workable and to go forward, I still rejoice, because it's my freedom and you can't take it, and I get to pick, and both options are okay because it's mine. On Rosh Hashanah, we celebrate with joy the fact that even on our worst days, we're human, and so we get to choose. And we choose to keep going for another year. Tefillah is prayer, prayer which connects us to the rest of creation. When I'm hurt, half the pain comes from feeling alone with whatever's hurting me. On Rosh Hashanah, when I look back at the past year, I can't change the things I did. Can't change what happened. I'm human and fragile. Can't change what happened to me or the people I love. But prayer is a mental focus directed at something, and that something does not have to be God, not necessarily. It's the moment that I recognize my own frailty. And what makes it an act of prayer is humility. Recognizing that as a human, I mess up. I make wrong choices. I do scary things. I do dumb things. And the fact that I'm a human is going to make that keep happening. Prayer is that moment when I get down on my knees, metaphorically or realistically, when I say, I'm at the mercy of the fact I'm a human being. I can't do anything about that. I never will be a God. I never will be superhuman. I'm human. And that's okay. I'm not dropping to my knees because I'm weaker or less than. I'm not begging. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm on my knees in prayer because I'm trying to understand my relationship to the immensity of everything else out there. Doesn't mean I'm worthless or unimportant. It means that I am fully alive. And in that moment, I'm connecting with everything around me. I am not alone. In that moment, I am dwelling in the realization I'm not perfect, and neither is anybody else. And for everything that went bad, it's really okay. I'm not alone in the dark. We hold hands and we cry together and we love each other and we lift each other out of darkness. Because in that moment of humility, you realize we're all there. We're not alone. In prayer, there is a moment of recognition that all that is other than ourselves is available to us. This is prayer. And the last piece of processing is called righteousness. As we look back at the past year, we recognize we can't change the past, but that we can begin again today to heal the world. Tikkun ha'olam. Every good thing we do, every good thing, no matter how small, the spider we moved off and didn't stomp, it creates ripples and echoes. It changes the world. They rebound again and again everywhere we go. Saving a starving cat today could change a life halfway around the world. There's no way to know. All you have to know is it mattered. One can of food donated, one smile to someone at a stoplight, it matters. When we lose touch with what we want, or when everything seems falling apart, do one good thing, that one smile. If you have nothing else to give, that one piece. And know in your heart that in that instant, you are perfect. You have done the work of God. You have done the work of the divine. That smile, you helped heal the world. This is righteousness. When you look back on this day over your past year, moment after moment is there. The day you handed somebody a pencil, the day you helped get somebody a napkin and a line and made their life just that much easier. It's all there. And you did it. You were not powerless. You created joy and you will create joy in this year. At the very end of the Hebrew Torah, the people of Israel come before Moses, who is now very old, about 120 years, and he is ready to die. And they come to him to hear one last word, one last bit of wisdom, because they're not ready, it's too soon. And he says to them, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day. I put before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life. This is the greatest gift of Rosh Hashanah. The realization that no matter what happened this year, you chose life. No matter what else happened, you are here. You are alive. You are human. You chose life. You added to the positive in the world. Never give up. Never believe yourself to be alone. Hold hands in the darkness and never let go. On this precious day, remember how special and wonderful it is to be a fragile human. Make a joyful noise. You have earned it. You deserve it. You are alive. You are here. Make a joyful noise. Amen.
As we extinguish the chalice, let us allow our lives to burst forth into its flame.
The last song today is called Havenu Shalom Aleichem, or Peace Be With You. We're going to do it in Hebrew. You knew that. You knew I was going to do it. So the words are on the screen. The tune is very straightforward. And Michelle, I think we're going to sing it through once. The choir's going to sing it through once, and then we're all going to join them.
So again, it's Havenu Shalom Aleichem. Can you repeat it?
Havenu Shalom Aleichem.
Sound marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. Now turn it over to Michelle here.
We're staying right where we are, so just listen to us do it once and then join in the second time. Yeah, go ahead and play through once.
Shana Tova, may you be inscribed in the Book of Life for a good year. Peace, and may it be so.
Thank you.